So welcome to our next practice, and this one is called Loving Kindness. It's also called a compassion meditation, or metta, you might have heard. M-E-T-T-A is one way to put it. Maitri is another word that means the same thing. So these are all talking about really the same kind of meditation, where we try and send love or compassion or a wish for others to be happy, a wish for their suffering to end, that they be at peace. We send that to ourselves and to others. Now, I'm gonna go over one form of that for you to practice with, but this is actually a key practice in this training program, because often people will skip over it, like loving kindness, that's too, you know, it's not really my kind of thing, I'm not here for that. But actually this trains you to be able to have a certain kind of feeling towards whatever it is that you are looking at, including yourself, including others, but including the world around you. And so this is a training in how we feel towards things, how we can send a loving attitude out into the world, and again, towards ourselves and anything that we do. Now that might not sound important, but actually it's a huge shift. It also is a way for us to connect our hearts with others. And so it's a really good way of turning outward rather than being stuck in our own self-concern. It's also a great way to change our relationships with ourselves. We often are very harsh with ourselves and less loving to ourselves than with others. And so practicing some compassion and loving kindness towards ourselves is actually a transformative practice. So I highly recommend that you do this with me. So here's how we start. As always, we sit upright in a comfortable position. And we check in with our body. How is our posture? Are we relaxed but upright? How are we feeling right now? Just checking in, noticing what we notice, being curious about our state of mind, of our state of being, welcoming whatever we notice. Checking in with our breath and maybe following our breath for half a minute. And so next I'd like you to say a few phrases with me and direct them toward yourself. And do it with as much genuineness as possible, which requires you to kind of feel something. And that can take some practice. So if you don't get it right the first time, that's okay. But the phrases that I'm asking you to say here are, may I be happy? So genuinely try and feel this wish for happiness for yourself. You might also say, may I be at peace. Have a genuine wish for yourself to be at peace. May I have an end to my difficulties. Or another phrase might be, may I be free from stress. Whatever stress you're having in your life. Now you're going to repeat that. May I be happy? And try and wish for yourself to be happy. May I be at peace? May I find an end to my stress? Once again, may I be happy? You can just think this in your mind, but try and wish it genuinely from your heart. May I be at peace. May I find an end to my stress. And the next phase of this practice is to think of someone who you love, someone who you have a simple, loving feeling towards. Could be, in my case, one of my kids, perhaps, your best friend, someone who you love with all of your heart and not a lot of resentment towards them. So sometimes we have a more complicated relationship with our spouse or with our parents, so those might not be the best places to start, although you can always do it with them in subsequent practices. But for now, just think of someone who you love simply in an uncomplicated way. Just picture them and picture them going through a hard time. And so you might say the same phrases for them. May they be happy. You might even say their name if you want. May Joanna be happy. May Robert be happy. Whoever it is. And try and notice where in your heart this wish for their happiness comes from. May they be at peace. Where do you feel that? May they find an end to their stress. And once again, may they be happy. May they be at peace. May they find an end to their stress. You can repeat it once more in your mind. Find that genuine wish in your heart and notice where you feel it in your heart, in your chest. What does that feel like? Now take that same feeling and send it towards someone who you have neutral feelings towards. You don't dislike them. You don't have strong positive feelings towards them. You might not even know them that well. Maybe it's a neighbor, someone you just passed on the street, maybe a coworker who you have never really talked to. And give them the same wishes. May they be happy. You want to try and tap into the same place in your heart that you wished for the loved one. Use that same place to wish for happiness for this neutral person. May they be at peace. May they find an end to their stress, to their pain, to their suffering. However you want to phrase it. May they be happy. May they be at peace. May they find an end to their pain. You can say it once more in your head. And so next we'll move on to what you might call a hostile person, someone who you might have resentment towards, even hatred, anger, frustration, some kind of hostility. If there is someone who you think of right away who is really, you have really strong feelings towards, if you don't feel you can do that for them at this point, start with someone who you might just have a little bit of resentment towards. And you can work your way up to that other person after a few practices, maybe after doing this for a while. So find someone who you can wish them well, that you might have some resentment or hostility towards. From the same genuine place in your heart where you wished for the other people, do that for this person. May they be happy. May they be at peace. May they find an end to their pain or stress. And you can repeat that twice more. And the idea here is, even though we might have negative feelings towards them, by doing this we're shifting towards caring for them, rather than thinking about how they harmed us. Instead of thinking about our own hurts, we're thinking about their hurts, and seeing how their hurts might actually have caused them to act the way they did. By wishing for an end to that, maybe they can then become nicer people towards us. And so by wishing for an end to their pain and difficulty, maybe it'll bring relief to us. By shifting outwards to another person, we shift away from our own self-concern for just a moment. Next, we're going to think about everyone in our immediate vicinity, maybe our house, maybe our neighborhood, maybe our office, maybe the people taking this training program with you. Just picture a group of people and say, may they be happy. May they be at peace. May they find an end to their pain and stress. You can repeat that a couple more times. And now we're going to send this wish out to all living beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace. May all beings find an end to their pain and difficulty. So this, as you can feel, is a heart-shifting practice. And I encourage you to practice it at least for the next 4 days, but even beyond. This can be a really transformative practice in how you relate to other people, to yourself, to the world. It's a shift in your heart that you can also bring towards meditation as you meditate on your breath. You can have that feeling of genuine love and compassion towards your breath, towards your body, towards your pain, towards all things as you rest in open awareness. You can rest in open awareness with this feeling of love and kindness and compassion to all that is in your awareness. So practice this fairly traditional form of loving kindness, of compassion meditation, and see how it shifts you. You might not be good at it at first, but it can shift you. Thank you.